This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Bells rang out in Denver from the Cathedral Basilica as Coloradans remembered Pope Francis today as a transformative leader who redefined what it means to serve the global community. Archbishop Samuel Aquila.
What he will leave is his reaching out, especially to the people on the peripheries, that they are the ones who are the most desperate.
14% of adults in Colorado identify as Catholic, according to Pew Research. To find vigils and events celebrating and mourning the pontiff, come to CPR.org. Hundreds braved the cold in Colorado Springs on Saturday to protest the policies and actions of the Trump administration. It was one of multiple similar events that took place across the state. CPR's Stephanie Rivera reports.
This was the second such protest this month. It's part of the so-called 50-51 movement, referring to 50 protests in 50 states on one day. Colorado Springs resident Cynthia Barham uses a wheelchair. She was at City Hall to protest cuts to the Department of Education. Barham fears such cuts would mean less access and equal rights for those with disabilities.
So if there are a bunch of cuts to that, then there are going to be a whole bunch of people that don't get to go to school the way I did. And that kind of burns me up.
Right now, the future of federal funding for Colorado schools remains uncertain. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate crept up again in March to 4.8%. The state's economic growth is slowing. Colorado ranks 44th among the states and Washington, D.C. for job growth in the past year. This is CPR News and KRCC.